On this episode, we talk about tonight's Facebook Live chat and also using common sense.
This is Dave, and welcome to the SVA Card Collectors Podcast.
What is going on, everyone? Dave at SVA Card Collectors. Sorry for the lateness, but it is what it is. We will have our SVA live show tonight at 9 p.m. You have to be part of the Facebook group, and then you also have to have Zoom. We also need your social security and a form of ID, so credit card is fine as well. So just have all that handy. I joke. But if you want to give it to me, you can, and you can email it to me. So I've been getting a lot of emails, but it seems like when I email people, they're good at the asking, and I'm pretty good at the responding, but I don't get the follow-up. So they're just like, yeah. I don't know what happens afterwards. Guys, please. I need articles. I'm giving $50 to the winner and booby prizes. Many booby prizes. Not the good boobies, just booby prizes. They're called Topps Project 2020. I'll tell you this. If you guys are looking to get back into Topps Project 2020 cards, the print runs are pretty low right now. 5,000 to 7,000 range. Where had they stayed like that, they probably would still be worth a decent amount of money. But I digress, because all the cards I have are 50, 60,000, 90,000 print runs. So they're going to be worth nothing. I'm just going to try to sell them, get my money back, and move on. So that's where I'm at with Topps Project 2020. That Topps Project 2020 talk is brought to you by... And if you're into that stuff, CRT Sports Cards, he does an excellent job and really breaks down everything from print runs to, the way they like their haircuts, where they like to eat their food. So whatever you want to know about Project 2020, that's where you need to go. He did an interview with me. He was my first interview. Very knowledgeable guy, very analytical. So I like analytical people. It makes things much easier. A lot of times they're just cut and dry. Now, I was listening to a podcast the other day, Wax Museum. He's into basketball cards. I would definitely check him out. He has a lot of knowledge, mucho knowledge on basketball. And he was talking about a blowout form where a guy put in a lot of effort with regards to trying to think of a different way to find undervalued cards for the short term, for this playoff run. And they used Vegas odds, PSA pop reports, and basically using the Vegas odds to say, hey, who's got the best shot to make it to the finals? And he had they narrowed it down to like 14 players. And then out of those 14 players, they narrowed it down even more to a couple guys that he was looking to invest in. And he also said, hey, these are the guys I actually bought, just so you know that I'm not trying to, inflate or try to get a market on these guys, because, other investor type places, it happens. If sports card investor says, hey, I think this card is worth something, he has a lot, his audience is big, it's going to move. I don't think, some people might say, hey, he's trying to manipulate it, but I don't think that's the case. He's got his computer with the programming and such, and it spits out stuff, and he goes, all right, this is what I'm going to say. But the real reason I wanted to talk about this was because if you had listened to me, it was literally the exact same players that I've been telling you guys to invest in. Or almost the exact ones. And a lot of baseball, basketball, football is just common sense. If you actually just think for a moment and go, all right, what do I think is going to happen? Who do I think is going to make the playoffs? Who do I think is going to get into the championship? And if you can narrow it down, I think it's, you can narrow it down to a couple of teams. And then from there, well, who are the players that are going to have the most impact? And in order for them to make it to the championship, who has to play really well? And then from there you go, well, are those guys overvalued, undervalued? And if they're undervalued, well, is there a scarcity to their cards? And that's exactly what happens. So you got Russell Westbrook, that was one of the guys. Sakim, which I can never say his last name right, from Toronto, that's another guy. You have Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, both guys, I said, more Joel Embiid than Ben Simmons. They're just players that they have a shot, and their prices are decently, you know, are decent. And it's just common sense. And even in this baseball season, same thing. I shouldn't say that. But this baseball season, in a normal baseball season, I said yes. And this baseball season is very different because anybody can make it. So it's going to be a lot harder to predict. So scratch that, what I just said, on baseball. But basketball, we know the players. We know the teams. We have a good idea of who's going to be in the championship. So it's just more of, all right, let's pick. Like right now, to buy Luka, he has to make the championship for his prices to really do, you know, go up. LeBron James is a good long-term pick. His cards aren't going to drop, but are they going to sit 2x, 3x? Probably not. They're priced pretty high now. Even Anthony Davis now, people are pricing as if they're in the championship. So you just have to pay attention. Now, Anthony Davis cards still might jump up. They might go up, but you're not going to have it have the same as Sakim or Van, whatever the guy's name is. I'm going to clear my throat. Sorry, I'm going to go away. So, that's really what I wanted to get to. I don't have that much time. I'm actually on the side of a road. I just wanted to get this done because I'll be able to talk more tonight on my Facebook Live. Ask you questions. Excited about baseball coming up tomorrow. I'm sorry, guys. I wanted to do the fantasy sports. I just don't have the time. I'm just too... I know it's quick thing to set up and everything, but I'm not going to have my brain wrapped around it. And so I'm not doing it. Next year, I'll do it. Or I'll do football. For 100% we're going to do football like we did last year. And we'll do baseball next year. And we're going to have two, the Dynasty and the regular. That's it, guys. SVACardCollectors.com. Also download the Flick Chat app. And you guys know what to do. Buy some cards, go broke. Later.
You've heard me talk about Star Stock. They've been a sponsor of the show for a couple of months now. Well, now you can deposit, purchase cards, view in your collection, and flip those cards back on the marketplace with so much more to be built. Star Stock is building a sports card marketplace aimed to be faster, cheaper for flipping sports cards than any other platform. They're currently looking for people who want to submit their cards to sell on this new platform. Here's what Star Stock is offering. 5% commission, no ingestion fees. You send in the cards, they do all the work. Cards are guaranteed and secured in the vault. I've seen the little guy, his name is Pepe. He doesn't let anybody in or out. You could choose cards to ship back to you at any time. You can buy, flip, store, or ship cards with a click of a button. If you're interested in getting involved and sending those cards, contact Mike at mike@starstock.com. Again, Star Stock is only looking for rookie cards and are prospects of current players. Head over to starstock.com.